Visitors to the Helena Food Share line up well before the doors open at 12:30. When the lock flips,
yeah, come on in.
The process moves quickly. People down on their luck, or without much money, they check in and pull out a cart or a basket. People like John, who declined to give his last name.
Well, I'm retired, and I'm on Social Security.
He holds a laminated green card. It allows him to make weekly visits here.
I think I'm going to get this pita stuff. Some bread.
He moves between racks holding baked goods, another with vegetables, a cooler with dairy products and juice.
Yeah, these are pretty good.
This is all free for John, who brings in about $9,000 a year through Social Security. He is a homeowner, though.
It's a one-bedroom house that I built over the top of my garage.
And so he'll have property taxes to pay. Lewis and Clark County Commissioner Susan Goodgeese says the state initially taxes John's home the same, regardless of his income.
They don't care if you have any income to pay for it. If you own property, you're still taxed on it. That's why this program is so important.
Goodgeese is helping property owners at the Food Share fill out a form for the Property Tax Assistance Program.
The forms are really simple. People could actually fill them out themselves.
Goodgeese recently joined together with Lewis and Clark County's other elected women to form a group they're calling the Elected Women's Caucus. Spreading awareness about these property tax forms is one of their projects. People can get up to 80% of their property taxes waived on the first $100,000 of their property, depending on how much money they make. The Property Tax Assistance Program for low-income residents and disabled veterans has been around since 1979. Another program providing income tax assistance to elderly homeowners or renters was passed in 81. They're valid across the state, but Goodgeese says some still need to hear the message.
Sometimes these wonderful programs are just not known to people. They just don't know about them.
John says he has one of the forms. He's going to come back to the Food Share to work on it some other time. Looking at the form, he's eligible for a 50% cut on his property taxes.
That's like a good $500 savings, yeah.
I'm thinking, yeah, where am I going to come up with the money to pay the taxes?
Jackie lives in Boulder. Coming to the Food Share is a fairly new thing for her. Just in the last year, she and her husband owned a cafe.
We lost our business. My husband's sick and can no longer work.
And she's raising a teenage son. She says her property taxes aren't very much. They live in a prefabricated house on land they don't own. But she says she'll look at the property tax assistance form. Any little bit helps.
Yeah, it does. Anything helps.
The deadline for filling out these assistance forms is the same as the overall tax filing deadline, April 15th. I'm Dan Boyce reporting at the Capitol.